Chapter 21. Contracts for Custody of Property. Article 888. A contract for custody of a property is a contract under which a custodian keeps an article delivered by a depositor and returns the said article. Where a depositor conducts shopping, dining, lodging, or other activities in the custodian's place,and deposits an article at a designated area, the article is deemed to be placed under the custodian's custody unless otherwise agreed by the parties or required by the course of dealing. Article 889. A depositor shall pay the safekeeping fee to the custodian in accordance with the agreement. Where there is no agreement between the parties on the safekeeping fee or the relevant agreement is unclear, if it cannot be determined according to the provisions of Article 510 of this code, the article is deemed to be placed in a gratuitous custody. Article 890. A contract for custody of property is formed upon delivery of the article to be placed under custody.Unless otherwise agreed by the parties. Article 891. Where a depositor delivers to a custodian an article to be kept under his custody, the custodian shall issue a safekeeping certificate, unless otherwise required by the course of dealing. Article 892. A custodian shall properly keep the article under his custody.The parties may agree on the place and method of safekeeping. Except in case of emergency or in the interests of the depositor, the place and method of safekeeping may not be changed without the other party's consent. Article 893. Where an article delivered by the depositor to be kept under custody,has defects or needs special safekeeping measures based on its nature, the depositor shall inform the custodian of the relevant information. Where the depositor fails to do so, if damage is thus caused to the article, the custodian does not bear the liability for compensation. And if losses are thus caused to the custodian, the depositor shall be liable for compensation, unless the custodian knows or should have known the situation, but fails to take remedial measures. Article 894. A custodian may not redeposit an article under his custody to a third person for safekeeping, unless otherwise agreed by the parties.A custodian who redeposits the article under his custody to a third person for safekeeping in violation of the preceding paragraph, thus causing damage to the article, shall bear the liability for compensation. Article 895. A custodian may not use or permit a third person to use the article under his custody, unless otherwise agreed by the parties.Article 896. Where a third person claims against an article under custody, the custodian shall perform the obligation of returning the article to the depositor, unless the said article is put under preservation or enforcement in accordance with law. Where a third person files a lawsuit against the custodian or applies for detention of the article under custody,the custodian shall promptly notify the depositor. Article 897. Where an article under custody is destructed, damaged, or lost due to improper safekeeping by the custodian during the period the article is under his custody, the custodian shall bear the liability for compensation. Provided, however,that a custodian who keeps the deposited article free of charge does not bear the liability for compensation if he can prove that the destruction, damage, or loss of the article is not caused by his intentional or grossly negligent act. Article 898. A depositor shall declare to the custodian if he places money, negotiable securities, or other valuable articles under custody, and the custodian shall examine them for acceptance or seal them, where the depositor fails to make such a declaration. If the said article is distracted, damaged, or lost, the custodian may make compensation based on a rate for ordinary articles. Article 899. A depositor may collect the article he places under custody at any time. Where there is no agreement between the parties on the period for custody or the relevant agreement is unclear, the custodian may at any time request the depositor to collect the article under his custody. Where there is an agreement on the period for custody, without special cause, the custodian may not request the depositor to collect the article before such period expires. Article 900. Upon expiration of the period for custody, or where the depositor collects the article he places under custody before expiration of such period, the custodian shall return the article and the proceeds accrued thereof to the depositor. Article 901. Where money is placed under custody, the custodian may return the money in the same currency and amount. Where other fungible goods are placed under custody, the custodian may return goods of the same kind, quality, and quantity in accordance with the agreement. Article 902. Under a contract for non-gratuitous custody, the depositor shall pay the safekeeping fee to the custodian at a time agreed by the parties. Where there is no agreement between the parties on the time limit for payment of the safekeeping fee, or the relevant agreement is unclear, if it cannot be determined according to the provisions of Article 510 of this code, the payment shall be made at the time the article under custody is collected. Article 903. Where a depositor fails to pay the safekeeping fee or the other expenses, the custodian has the right to retain the article under his custody and a lien, unless otherwise agreed by the parties.